KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Governor Sean Parnell hit many familiar themes during last night's State of the State address in Juneau. He advocated for a comprehensive crime bill that would levy harsher penalties on sexual predators, and he set a goal of improving Alaska's high school graduation rate from 70% to 90%. But the bulk of his speech focused on increasing energy production.
Alaska's North Slope has billions of proven barrels and billions more waiting to be discovered. What we do not have is a tax system that attracts new investment for greater Alaska oil production.
Parnell proposed to change that by setting the tax rate on oil at 25% and getting rid of a requirement that oil companies pay higher tax rates as the price of a barrel goes up. He argued that doing so would simplify the tax code and encourage oil companies to invest in Alaska instead of the lower 48. The governor also set new benchmarks for the construction of a natural gas pipeline. Parnell has set a deadline of February 15 for private parties involved in the project to give their specifications for a pipeline.
So let me be clear. That means describing and detailing the project and pipeline specifications. More specifically, it means telling us the size of the pipe and the daily volume of gas. It means telling us the location of the gas treatment plant and detailing the number of compressor stations to move the gas along.
Democratic minority leaders expressed skepticism that Parnell's energy overhaul would increase oil production. Senator Johnny Ellis characterized the tax cut as a giveaway, a charge that was levied against the governor's last oil tax plan.
But if Alaska stops getting its fair share for our oil resources, it will bust our budget. And that means politicians will look to sales and income taxes and a potential raid on your PFD. That's not scare tactics. That's what's coming if this bill passes.
This is the governor's third attempt to get major oil tax changes through the legislature. The Sinisok Native Corporation Board of Directors has announced the purchase of two companies, Fidelity Title Agency of Alaska in Anchorage and Matsu Title Agency. With the purchase of these companies, the SNC Board of Directors has created a parent company called Sinisok Financial Services. Sinisok's board chair, Jason Evans, says acquiring two premium title companies will benefit shareholders by creating opportunities in the long term. He says it will also impact the future of the corporation.
Well, this is extremely important for Sinisok because our board over the last couple of years has made an emphasis on diversifying the company and the way that we make revenue and income. And Sinisok is heavily tied into the Nome economy, and Nome is an important place to us, but long term we wanted to grow outside of Nome, and this creates a significant opportunity for us to do that.
Evan says the purchase of two strong Alaskan-based businesses now adds to the portfolio of the companies Sinisok owns. He emphasizes that this purchase creates a potential for future opportunities and is due to an outgrowth from hard work and planning by the board of directors over the past couple years.
I think, Sinisok had a good year in 2012, and with this acquisition and some of the things that we're striding to do that we hope, 2013 and 14 are even better years for the company.
Sinisok Financial Services is now the parent company for Fidelity Title Agency and Matsu Title Agency, as well as GBS, which has been owned by Sinisok for several years, and that provides closing agent services for housing and urban development in the states of Washington, Idaho, and Kansas. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is preparing to place a mercury monitoring site in Nome. With mercury levels increasing in the Arctic, the site will measure the amount of mercury in precipitation by collection of snow and rainwater, a part of a statewide two-year study. Anna Brenninger is an air quality specialist for the DEC. She says a location for the monitoring site in Nome is still being finalized. As of this week, sites have been narrowed down to the public safety building lot and the monofill dump at Center Creek Road. Construction for the site is expected to begin once the ground thaws. And U.S. Senator Mark Begich is appealing to President Obama to invest more in the Arctic. In a letter Wednesday, the Alaska Democrat says that as warming opens the Arctic, the nation must balance protection of the environment with economic needs of the nation. Begich says the Coast Guard needs a credible operating base in the Arctic to support marine and aviation operations, plus aircraft and cutters that can operate in the north. He says that the nation lacks basic environmental knowledge needed to make policy decisions, and he called for more northern research. Begich's letter also calls for oil and gas permit applications to receive robust but fair and efficient review. He says the administration has made great strides toward that goal and that permitting agencies should be fully funded. And this week, not one, not two, but three schools in our region received awards from the State of Alaska Office on Boating Safety. Savunga, Golovin, and Nome Belt schools were recognized for participating in a boating safety education program called Kids Don't Float. Kids Don't Float Peer Educator Program provides potentially life-saving information to high school students who in turn pass that information on to younger children. High school students in Savunga, Golovin, and Nome learned about boating safety, cold water survival skills, and the life-saving protection of life jackets. The teens then planned and taught a boating safety course to elementary school kids. Kelly Toth is the education specialist for the Alaska Office on Boating Safety. She says the program teaches vital survival skills, but it also teaches leadership. The award recognizes the teens' efforts to make a positive change in their community.
When they internalize and are responsible for explaining and teaching that to someone else, you know, once you become a teacher on a subject, you actually become... You gain a deeper understanding of the material, and it's pretty neat to watch these high school students become leaders in their communities. And
last year, 10 schools participated in the Kids Don't Float Peer Educator Program statewide. Toth says in Alaska's hunting and fishing culture, learning boating safety at a young age is vital.
It is on the water a lot, and it's really important that people understand the dangers and effects of cold water and what to do if you find yourself out there on the water.
The Alaska Office on Boating Safety will offer the Kids Don't Float Peer Education Program again this spring. Any school can participate in the program, and training is available free of charge. To set up a free Kids Don't Float program in your community, you can contact Kelly Toth at 907-269-6042. And the price of gold in New York today is up $13.70 an ounce to $1,694.70. An ounce of silver up 37 cents to $31.96. A pound of zinc, 89 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 should have arrived in Nome a minute ago at 9:09. It's expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It is unofficially 4 below zero at the KNOM studios. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.